Welcome back.
Warren, I got a question for you real quick, man. You said you had this battle you were in, you had like 2 months.
Oh yeah.
I don't battle, like, I, you know, sure. I do my little juggling and that's about it. But like, what's typical preparation time length? Like, what do you usually get that's comfortable?
Oh wow, that's a good question, man. I mean, overall, I think optimal, or what would be ideal for any battle DJ who really wants to like be on their A game, you're practicing all year round, you know.
Yeah.
Clearly it's the same DJ set, you know, like all year long, our ears are wide open constantly, right? We're always looking for something to tickle us. So there's that, but then it gets heightened because now I'm looking for very specific sounds that stick out to me, or songs. And usually with the 2 month period, prior to that, I'd shut my brain off to battling. I was like, oh, DMC's done, I'm just gonna shut down. And I started thinking of other things. So to jump right back into that, in a DMC setting, they usually would, minimal 6 months.
Yeah.
For someone who usually wins a DMC regional, you know,
six to 8 months
of just of like blueprinting and practicing.
Yeah. You know?
Oh. And that's what's
trying out patterns and everything every day.
I know that as we get older, or the people that were a part of it, say like myself and DJ Precision, we are adept to it and we're capable of coming up with dope enough stuff without the time because we've been doing it so long.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're also still critics of ourselves, and we want to beat our, you know, we just like, oh, I wish I had more time. I wish I did it. I wish I did this, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so I don't know. 2 months, I guess, is not usually the ideal time to know that you're going to enter a battle of that caliber.
What up, Seven Satellites? Thank you for the follow, man.
What was always the golden rule back in the day? It's 6 months for 6 minutes in the DFC.
Oh,
DFC.
God.
Yeah.
6 months for 6 minutes.
6 months of 5 hours per day.
Six to eight months is usually kind of how those guys did it in those days. But, you know, those days are gone for me because I don't have that time anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Well, need to get your video production a game up, man.
Music videos for battles.
Pretty much. You know, well, you guys got to help me brainstorm. Okay? You guys help me ghostwrite these ideas for me, guys.
Ghostwrite.
I got you.
You got the brain for it, though, man. You got a lot of good ideas and like things that you do in your just in your live stream. So I think, you know,
I really do think
that not necessarily one specific person, but it's more of a movement and culture that's happening. But we're going to see a time where I think there's going to be a battle. I don't know if it's going to be one of the battles that exists now or somebody else that gets into the sponsorship of a battle, but a battle that where the full visual of it all also
counts
is part of the part of the scoring. You know,
I kind of feel like Red Bull is kind of missing that right now.
Yeah,
I mean they could have like taken advantage of that.
They really could have done something
once
with that.
Again, yeah, guys, I, you know, back to our 9 at 9 episode we had, and I had that unpopular opinion. This is probably one of those extra things you could tack on to what I was talking about. You're just missing out now, you know.
Let's get accurate.
There's so much
accurate.
Well, it has to be someone that's strictly in it for the culture, not for like a way to spend advertising dollars.
Right.
Which is cool too, because everybody needs advertising. But what you need is somebody that's passionate about creating the battle, getting some sponsors, and the sponsors are like hands off, and they don't want it to be their battle. The battle is, you know, and maybe it's the Goldies. Maybe the Goldie online turns into that.
Goldies have the best potential right now.
Yeah, and I think they should. I mean, the you know, those guys are legends, and you know, really creating a space. It's just like Craze's video that came out around Christmas time was
disconnect to reconnect.
Yeah, that was.
What did Age of Aquarius say?
Do all y'all use visual artists during your set?
Haha.
Visual artists. That's like a first time I ever heard about
that. I can answer that. I have another project that is Epoy Live, where I invite other artists to improvise with me, like in this setup.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you guys have seen, I like to improvise and do live remixing, but one of my favorite things to do is invite other people to jam with me, and then we do something, you know, it's always exciting, always different. And included in that is a visual artist named Gensis, and he's in Austin right now, but he does an incredible work with augmented reality. So it's all 3D visuals.
Oh wow.
So awesome.
Wow.
That's some next level stuff.
That's definitely the next level stuff.
Yeah, I think that is like the as people also get more with AR glasses, which are, they're not released yet, but Apple's on it, Google's on it, you're going to start to see a lot, like them be a lot more AR ubiquitous glasses. Like the iPhone. And then, there's going to be a way to, I think, interact with that.
So is it with the AR glasses, you'll be able to like bring, say, like the crowd to your living room?
You could do that.
Say you're watching a battle.
You could do that.
Well, I mean, I think it's curious. I'm wondering if you guys have even started to talk about that on your guys' side of things, of doing like live stream or a live, real live visual show. Even if anybody hasn't seen the Disconnect to Reconnect, the Crazes, visual mixtape, for lack of a better way to, it's incredible where what he did with that. And I could even see artists and bands like creating, all right, we're gonna create this mini movie pretty much based around our music. And like, artists like Rhapsody, who's got these incredible lyrics and something to say, like put the visual with that, and then like it's not just like a live concert but more like cinematic.
Totally. I think
something, that's a good word. That's something you guys talked about that at all? Just virtual shows or anything? Or
yeah, kind of virtual shows, but the problem is some of us are more comfortable with moving around than others. And the ideal situation would be to have us, at least us in the same room,
right?
So there's people part of the team who are still uncomfortable with making the move to that space, even.
Oh no, not like making the move to that space. I'm talking about like in the middle of this, pandemic, like physically going somewhere else.
Right.
I'd be
no rush
them.
There. No rush.
Get it entirely.
But not kind of tiptoed around it, but like that's been an issue. But the one thing I will mention though is this, it kind of waiting to see how it, because it's just being birthed right now. But because I've forgotten the name, but Young Guru just started like a virtual platform. Virtual reality kind of thing. It reminds me of like Sims a little bit.
Yeah,
everybody
that's
can.
That's crazy.
And so you're all in the same space as characters, or
yourself. And do you know the name of this?
It's like Fortnite did something like that.
So you can talk to like individual people in the space.
So Gio, listen to this.
From what I'm understanding,
I actually have a friend that is well deep into this, and they actually maybe like 3 years ago there was a, I forget the name of the site, but there's an actual site. It's like virtual real estate, and there was it built up, and you could buy it in blockchain or Bitcoin, and you could buy your plot, your square footage in this virtual world where virtual reality existed. You could build a nightclub, and you could build it like 30 stories high with 30 different DJs. It's like you have the space this way, but you can go up as high as you want. And like people are literally planning, like creating these virtual spots where you could be at home and like we could all meet up. It's really the next
iteration. It's basically what we're doing right now.
It is exactly what we're doing right now. Except for the fact that we're not avatars and we're like in VR and we're going into like doing a Beat Refinery hall pass, but we're all in the same space and we're just bugging out and we're actually able to interact in that space. It's happening. It's happening right before our eyes, and it's not going to go away when the pandemic goes away.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's going to be here, because there's plenty of people that would love to see a dope show and hang out with their friends, but still be in the comfort of their home.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just the way things are going.
Yep.
I wonder who's going to achieve like a mainstream acceptance from the consumers. Is it like going to be VR or AR? Because like right now VR is still not accepted, really.
It's
going to be Apple's AR glasses that are going to turn into a new iPhone. Like, no one new iPhones are going to be with the AR glasses.
Wait, okay, so you guys got to help me out. My daughter, who turns 13 next week, wants VR for her she wants VR for her birthday.
Wow.
And so what are you saying?
They're asking for now.
No, so what are you saying? Are you saying the AR, Doc?
You're
probably the closest one here to my daughter's age. So,
Chris, the difference between AR and VR, like AR, you can actually, if you're looking at, like, say your room, you put on the glasses, you'll still see the same room, but you'll start seeing like little objects, or if it's like a avatar situation, you can actually see people in your freaking house.
Yeah.
You know, VR is VR takes you to like another space. It takes you like to like a digital space. But like AR is like you're projecting something into your world.
Chris, you're in the middle of the technology changeover. You'll probably be buying both at some point.
You're probably right.
The thing is, AR glasses.
She's gonna have more and more birthdays. So
yeah. AR glasses, and Art, you're probably totally right, man.
Yeah,
you know, AR glasses are maybe like a couple years away, and they're going to be like Gio's saying, like a way to then, like, for example, you know, walking in, it's going to sense where.
So I can't get them Amazon Prime to me, you're saying?
Not yet.
For next week?
Soon, though. Not next week.
Wait, Face, did you figure out what the name of it was?
Yeah, it's called Collimation. Collimation. Collimation.
Collimation. Look it up.
And he says, we're changing the VR game, but we do so much more. We like to say that we make experiences that are interactive music relationships.
This is great.
VR or just AR. We are a complete solution for online experience. Wow.
You said
what up, Stargazer?
And Young Guru.
Shouts to Stargazer in New York City.
Can we talk about Young Guru for a second? Does anybody in the chat know who Young Guru is? I mean, this guy, I'm a fanboy now because Face apparently knows him. I just follow him.
Calling Nations.
My stuff on Instagram. So that's crazy. But like, yo, Young Guru is legendary, bro.
Yeah.
It's big part of so many hits, man.
Face, any chance you could throw that in your Twitch or here in the private chat?
In the
or
chat.
In the comments. Yeah, and then I'll shout it out to everybody.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, we'll take a look at that. That's pretty
good. But dope. Yeah, it's 9:30, guys. You guys want to go ahead and start with the show?
Yeah, we definitely need to start the show.
Yeah, we got sidetracked with like all this AR, VR, tech talk.
Yes, which we got something brewing up with when it comes to TED Talks. I mean, tech talks, excuse me.
But that'll be interesting with the AR situation. Like, imagine you're like DJing on Twitch, and if it has like an AR extension or whatever, you can actually see everybody's like avatar from your chat.
No, that's
just
what I'm saying.
Right in front of you, you know?
I think that's just a year or two away.
That's when things are going to seriously change. And like people, you know, even for like families that don't get to hang out, you know, and just being able to like AR with your grandparents or with if your dad is away on a tour, you know, it's like you can.
It's basically
see what you're saying.
It's basically holograms like technology, but it's like within, you know.
So what you're telling me is I could be DJing and have my grandma as my feature.
Hey.
I'm just saying.
When you're playing like George Benson, she's gonna want to be throwing down on that one.
Mina got to hit that two step. So let's do that.
There you go.
What up, chat? Colin Major.
Edenmore 43. Thank you for following.
Edun, what up, Edun?
Stargazer, what up?
Yeah, yeah.
This is really interesting, Face.
Just catching up on the chat.
Oh, you checking it out?
Barnacles, what up?
Yeah, man.
Phenomenal.
That's what we do. We share the info, bro. We're excited to share any info you got.
Dope. So, you guys ready for the show?
Yeah, let's start the show.
Sure. All right.
The showboat on the rowboat.
So, once again, folks, if you're just tuning in right now, we are back Monday night. And we're back with a music playlist show once again. This time around, we have we're doing our personal top five hip hop features, and we got special guests, of course. Our special guests, Rhapsody's tour DJ, DJ Face, and Chris.
Shout out True School DJs.
Yes, sir. Shout out True School. Chris, let people know if people don't know what a hip hop feature is, how do you define it?
Yeah, so this has been a fun exercise in just digging through our music, coming up with all these top five lists. If you've never seen the movie High Fidelity, it's worth the views on it's a great movie with like lots of random top fives, and these guys like spew them off like right off the top of their head, which is in the movie anyway, which is dope.
Who's Jack Black?
and so this particular show is we're doing a hip hop cameo or hip hop feature in another hip hop MC's song. So back in the day, like way before, you know, where we are now in hip hop, you know, it was very crew based. Like you wouldn't have somebody on a record unless they were in your crew. It was all crew oriented, even, you know, the Juice crew and like the early like kind of posse cuts. And then we came to this point where, you know, outside of the crew started to reach, hip hop started getting bigger and you started having features. And in those days where MCs really truly cared and the people that listened truly cared about the lyrical content and the skill and the technical delivery, when you were getting featured on a song, you were going to have to really rip it. You're going to have to bring it. You were going to have to be able to maybe not outshine the actual artist whose song it was, but you had to bring something to it, to a reason that you were there, why you're on the track. And so for this exercise, we wanted to go into our own personal top five features. And that's, you know, not an R&B song with a hit rapper. We're going to do those playlists later, but this is strictly an MC with other MCs. And, you know, we got a few that were kind of the global Beat Refinery top five that none of us wanted to choose because we all know that they're dope songs. Who's got the list out there? Could start running down those.
Well, let me pull that up real quick.
Yeah, so like songs like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, Nothing But a G Thing.
Right.
Maybe you guys, and this is a good example for, I guess, the features we're going to have. What else? We have Kanye West featuring Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, Rick Ross.
Monsta.
And everybody says Nicki Minaj verse.
Nicki Minaj
killed,
is the verse that took the song.
Killed it throughout the whole song.
It doesn't have to be about that verse, but usually the featured verse in this case that we're talking about is kind of like what the listener wants to hear.
Or like a good example is like Jay-Z and Eminem on Renegade.
Oh, Renegade. You know? That's another one.
You're going against like, you know, you got like two top MCs and I mean Eminem like totally bodied that track like way better than what Jay did. So.
That's why I left it off my list.
Yeah. And
See, Phenomenal gets it.
We were talking about this as well. In our pre-production meetings, another song that has maybe one of the greatest features is Andre 3000's verse on Player's Anthem with UGK. Oh. And quite frankly, kind of that record in general is one of the first, in at least my memory in the club anyway, where you could actually play the song with no beat and just let Andre go out. And I think, you know, to me, that kind of spawned the Meek Mills, Dreams and Nightmares, and to the point where now all these other rappers have a song, at least one song on their album where they don't have it's kind of ambient and they just going over no beat.
And more than that, if you cut that verse short, people felt like they didn't get what they came for.
Yeah. People look at you like, they were rocking.
Like it wasn't even an option to not let the whole verse play through without the beat.
And they're like,
indeed. So now that we got the rules down, let's get it started. And of course, our guest will go last for each round. We start with our number five picks. Who's ready to start?
I'll get into it if nobody else is ready. So the way I was actually going to present this was going to be a little bit different, but I just decided, you know what, I'm going to go in a different order, but in no particular ranked order except for the final round. I'm just going to disclaimer it like that. So first song, first round, we'll do it like this. Everybody knows this one. This was the first time this artist was heard on a record. The rest is history.
Tupac, go ahead and rock
now
this.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground. Girls used to frown, say I'm down when I come around. Gas me, and when they pass me, they used to diss me, harass me, but now they ask me if they can kiss me. Get some fame, people change, wanna live their life high. Same song, can't go wrong if I play the nice guy.
Claim and fame must have changed now that we became strong.
I remain still the same, cause it's the same song.
Digital Underground featuring Tupac Shakur, first time on a record, same song.
That was before Tupac did Juice and then never left that character.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like
hilarious.
A dancing Tupac.
Yeah, happy yeah. Tupac in a New York Yankees jersey.
Nice. I'll go next.
Yo.
All right. Nice.
I will go next. All right. For my first one, this is like one of my favorite, probably the favorite track of mine on Gangstar's Daily Operation. And this song is pretty iconic because, I mean, it's Primo making three different beats for this song.
Yeah.
He's got Little Dap from Group Home on one of them. But the best verse on that track was J. Rue. I mean, he was just rhyming over Charles Mingus, and that totally would Primo on the track, J. Rue, Charles Mingus. It just a perfect flow. But here we go. It's Gangstar on the Man.
Now kick your can from here to Japan with force. You can't stand because I'm the motherfucking man. And also in the set from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, we got my man J-Rue the Damager. Yo, tell him why you're the man.
I'll tap your jaw. You probably heard it before. Step to the Metlamite. I prove my word is law. Drugstore with more. Don't rhyme vendor. Not partial to beat the chief ambassador. Niggas get mad cause they can't score. Like a Wild West flick, they wish to shoot up my door. But I incite to riot. Don't even try it. Suck chunks of crab kids keep quiet. Like I said before, I tap your snatch horse. Kill suckers in wars because style you said was yours. Money grip, wanna flip, but your fish. House the mic like your hooker and did trick.
Hey Gio, I just gotta say something real quick, man. Yo. I had a homeboy I grew up with, man, and he loved that song so much, and that verse in particular. Any given time, you never know when it was coming, but it would always be upon initial greeting. He wouldn't say what's up. He'd put his hand out and be like, "I'll tap your jaw." All the time.
That's that is the greatest intro ever.
Well, and that was his intro into the, you know, really into the recording music, as least as what I know of it, you know, and
the D&D family, I guess, yeah.
And just you know, the first time we hear J-Rue on a record on at least a major label, and I mean, he just came out and just smash it.
And then they killed it again, like on that on Hard to Earn with Speak Your Clout, with the same last, like, you know, like concept, which and that was, and that beats harder too on J-Rue, so
yeah, good pick, Gio.
That's my first pick, so
very good.
Nice.
What do you go, Doc, me, and then Chris?
Yeah,
sure.
Chris? Yeah,
all right, I'm just gonna play this one out.
Something smells a little fishy, and I don't like the way his boys keep looking at me. So homie, come get me. Wonder Boys, what up though? I see you rock bottom, yeah, I see you. All my Detroit people, where you at, man? Let me see them hands in the sky. Detroit, motherfuckers, till we die.
Here's my gangsters and all my thugs. Holding hands up and show some love. And welcome to Detroit City. I said, welcome to Detroit City. Every place, everywhere we go. Man, we deep everywhere we roll. Ask around and they all know tricky. Ask what's good and they all say tricky.
Homie, it's been a long time coming and I'm straight with that. Russell called me the 54 and laced the track. It's the beat that you hear it bang and he produced it himself. My bad, almost forgot to introduce myself. My name is Trick Trick, head of the Goon Squad and gangsters are banging the Hollywood.
Eminem and featuring Trick Trick.
Nice. Or the other way around.
Yeah, all the way around.
All the way around.
Trick, featuring Eminem.
Yes.
Right.
M verse, so underappreciated. What up, EJ?
That song really got me into hip hop, honestly. It was like one of the
what
first
up,
songs.
What up, EJ?
Wow.
EJ knows what's good, man.
Atlanta United DJs in the house. What up? What up?
Shout out Dub V in the building. That's my dude. If you guys aren't aware, DJ EJ is the guy that created my emote, by the way, guys. So shout
out. Oh, nice.
Hey.
Got that good avatar going on over there. I see, bro. I see. Sure.
All right. I guess it's my turn. So I remember this song when it came out, I guess. I looked it up earlier and I did the math. I was 16 years old. I drove, but I also had other friends that I met that drove as well. And my one boy, Jose, shouts to Jose, wherever you are, bro. You know, respect, bro. He had a Monte Carlo. So he had the two-door Monte Carlo. I don't even know what year. It was mid-90s, I guess. Maybe brand new. It was like 97. Brand new Monte Carlo, two-seater joint. And he had these subwoofers in the back. And we would just pump this song. And I think Prodigy was just – he was already like, boom. Like, everyone knew who Prodigy was. And this record just kind of set it off.
Dispersed from off this, who the culprits that claim to be the newest. Rapping for edit, my rhymes get Ruger endorsements. My song boosts and the tech sales through the ceiling. Let's talk with guns, combo to the police come. Give you a red shirt with the wet hat to match. First max like it's Hamburger Hill for real. It's Red Dawn when the mall get it on. My outfit stuck on, so wild out, wild out, all about it. We move gambit through the overcrowded. Forthwith, pull out long fifths, extended clips, point the nozzle and shift your back dish. Me and the click, I sit down and eat dinner. Wake up every morning, write a new banger. To strike harder than your best attempt to sound like P.
Oh, the H-A-V-O-C.
Yeah.
So Deck also has a really good verse on that, but I'm saving my favorite Deck verse for later. But yeah, that was Tres Leches.
Tres Leches.
Big Pun album. Tres Leches, a.k.a. Triboro Trilogy. Big Pun featuring Prodigy and Inspector Deck. Man, fire.
Dope.
Take me back. Take me back to the mid-90s, please.
Just, yeah, just snapping. Just.
Oh, man.
The drums on those records just snap so hard.
Yep.
And just... Most of them done on SP1200s and or ASR10s.
ASR10s, SP12s.
To the ASR10s.
The 60, yeah, the MP60.
60, all those are super, super popular.
All right, for my first one, I'm going to roll with Geo on and stick with J-Roo for a minute because this is actually the first song that he was ever on that wasn't produced by Primo and made me think like, cause you know, the thing with J-Roo is a lot of people would say, oh, you know, without a Primo beat, what are you without a Primo beat? And to me, when he got on this record, he showed that he was a dope MC.
I don't need a Primo.
My style will make you get hyper. I got the knowledge of thoughts, sevens all in my cipher. I got the New York hip hop, so it goes on and on. My mind giving people than the rhymes now. Mine held down well, so you can't touch it. I discharge, pray for peace. Peace go on my back, it's just like that in Brooklyn. So I vibrate and shake them off like fleas. Electromagnetic radiation, radio waves, changing frequency. Here in NYC, we get busy. Naps and PhD smarts, no college degrees. Too many degrees to freeze. Not faking fake snakes and making money hips are shaking. It ain't you, Joe, so get your board.
This is our food, grew up. We make
it. Yeah.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah. Always, bro.
Yeah, and then Afu Ra coming in with the quick little like 3-second cameo.
Yeah.
And super dope. That's Diggable Planets, Graffiti, featuring J-Roo.
That was a very much a Diggable Planets beat.
Yeah.
Yes.
That Blowout Comb album is just it's incredible.
Oh man, one of the best.
Yeah.
Man, Sean's ready. He's like, man, I mean, hey, bro.
Two Sean's can't make it right.
Yeah, I don't. I get confused. I'm not sure what y'all talking.
Yeah, sorry, only myself, basically. I just confused myself. Yeah. Now, DJ Pace, ladies and gentlemen. We saved the best for last. And again, we got our guest, DJ Face, what's his we're gonna peep out his track.
All right, so my disclaimer is this. This is my top five tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nice. That's important.
So, and I haven't I put it in order because it's just some stories that go along with it.
Who are you,
as the smallest story. It's just that I love this artist in general who's featured on this record. This is OC featuring Big L. Rest in peace, Big L.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Track's called Dangerous. Peace.
Yeah.
I see that smooth cat you never seen rolling with clowns. One of the few flowers that's holding it down. Poses on me like a welfare. Even rich ones that live in Bel Air. Is this Big L? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
The hardest part is to not rap over this. When you call me fence, got the full tab
game, I put my life in it. Chain got mega ice in it, push it infinite, chrome rims like tenant. You can see power, so all about me now. 20 G's and show punk beat out just the freestyle. I made the cheese and it ain't grow on trees. Can you hold some short? You can hold on these. Yo, I'm fat like the old crayon, smooth as crayon. Alice who the lady stay on.
Play on
jumps like two sticks, known for dropping new hits. I know you want me whole. If I was you, I want me too.
Lady Scott.
Woo! Man, such a record.
I mean, just spitting, just bars. Hold those.
Man, big respects and rest in peace to Big L.
Love that song. Yeah.
Every time I hear Big L, I always hear like the influence of like that Biggie and Mad Skills took from him. It's like so clear.
Yeah. He was on the metaphor game and the punchlines like so hard.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I remember, I think it was like in The Source, mm-hmm. you know, when he first popped and like, you know, they put his lyrics in the out, like, so you could read him and you're just like, good Lord. Like, when he said more keys than a janitor, you're just like, oh,
man, imagine if he lived, man.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. He could have been one of the biggest like MCs out there, man. I mean,
I'm not for the argument that people like to throw in there and say that, you know, Jay wouldn't be who or where he is if Jay was still around. I'm not for that argument, but I would like to think that they would coexist probably.
Absolutely. If anything, the success of Jay would have made the success of Big L even bigger.
Right.
You know, like. Yeah, I'm not. I'm with you on that. I think everybody blazes their own path, no matter what. And if anything, it would have just brought more of that lyricist appreciation to the mainstream.
I'm gonna say, hold on to that thought right there, because I want to come back to that point. Actually, I'm very glad you said that.
Let's come back to that
one
point.
One person would allow other people to shine.
That would ask Jay-Z about Big L, like now.
Yeah.
That'd be fire.
Let's come back to that point later. But I got the poll up. As usual, like we usually do on the music playlist show, we're always putting a poll up and making the chat, you know, make the chat vote for like who had the best song pick of this round. But since we're only limited to like five responses, we're only limiting it to lead to the 9 at 9 DJ crew. So it's just going to be like, you know, just myself, Chris, Sean J,
our guest is above judgment anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. He's earned his stripes.
I don't know about that.
So we're making the crowd, the chat, you know, pick who had the best song pick.
Make sure you vote in the chat, y'all.
The poll's up right now.
I actually voted for Gio. I voted for you. That's my vote. I voted for you.
I voted for myself too.
Everybody needs.
I like your record. I like that record.
Who says they can't? Yeah, Gio kind of won that in terms of if it was a beat battle, everybody was that beat. I mean, not a beat battle, but like in terms of like the reaction. Yeah, that one definitely got everyone's reaction.
Well, we'll see how this round goes.
But like in terms of like. The reaction? That's me. Hold up. Sorry.
Yo, EJ, I'm with you there, honestly, man.
By the way, I want to shout out Mario Armstrong. We got a legend in the chat. Big ups, much respect. Mario Armstrong, thank you for the follow.
What up, Mario?
What up, Mario Armstrong? Welcome, bro.
Big up, big up. That's my brother right there.
I was just going to say, is that an Armstrong? Like, you're real Armstrong.
Yeah, that's the older guard. No, for real.
He does some things. He did some things.
He's the one who taught me how to DJ. So
wow. That's what's up, man.
Oh, hey, I never knew that.
Yeah, when I was 12 years old, he was the one.
Shout out to Big Brothers, man.
For real.
Shout out Jamal B. Oh. What up, Jamal?
My man, Jamal.
What up, what up?
All right, so round two, back on me. I'm going to take it in a different direction, like I said.
By the way, As1 and I tied on that round, so.
That makes sense.
I can see that.
Those are both really good records.
You're both winners for round one. All right, yes. This is where I'm going to have to earn my keep on this one. So for round two, like I said, everything is not in a particular order except for my final round pick. So this is the one I'm going to present. We're going to go a lot forward in time. We're going to come back to the classes a little bit later. But for round two, got this one right here.
Where are the girls with the book in the club? With the reading glasses on, getting shook in the club. Reading Ta-Nehisi Coates, humming Spotty Hottie Dope. With the wild, let them drag me here, look in the club. I need a ride home, and I need an iPhone. Charge your hand, your number. Can you put your shit in my phone? Damn, my phone died. Can you put it in my man's phone? Damn, his car died too. Can you drive my man's home? Where the girls in the club with the black dress? With the big fat booty and the flat chest.
Such a
I'm trying to wear the black dress to my address. I got a bed, no frame, just a mattress. Where the tall girls at? You bet! Where the small girls at? You bet! Where the mid-sized girls? You bet!
That right there. Chance the Rapper, of course, on Joey Perp's Girls 2016.
That knocks, man. That's the kind of hits.
That
to me is the kind of music I want to play in a club. You know, like that's club hip hop to where you're like, this is a joint. You know,
yes.
This is a good joint.
Yep. And that entire verse is basically describing my wife sitting in the club with a book. Like, why am I here?
Did the production on that? Do you know who did the production on that?
And listen, you know, I'll look it up. I'll throw it in the chat because I'm very curious too.
Sean Jay.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Well, I'm gonna dig that up.
Nice.
So that's my round two pick for that one.
That's a good solid leadoff, Sean Jay.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah,
I was like, either gonna leave him or I'm gonna get him.
Let's see here. All right, so here's my second. It's my turn, I guess. My second round pick. We'll go a little newer. So this is. I had to put Kendrick Lamar somewhere, but
indeed,
it's hard to pick.
But that,
I always like songs that knocks and it's good for the club sometimes, you know. But this is like one of my favorite Kendrick verses. So here is Schoolboy Q, Collard Greens.
Yes.
Collard Greens. 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. What you do? Stop this. Yeah, yeah. What you do? Hey. Oh, 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 oh. Damn. What you do? Yeah, this. Yeah, damn. What
this your favorite song. Translation, ven aquí mami, así culo. Tú quiero que mi huevo, si papi moreste. Espero chupase puto bendejo, el pinche cabrón. Let's get it nice like this, I'm a knight like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche on guard. Two-bay trap and a two just pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 that BK does. She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe her this, in fact, I know she missed the way I flow. This and focus, I know my Houston partners drop a four. This and focus and slow it down now. All right, let me blow this. I'm famous, I blame this on you. Cash in the river, hang, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watching your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105 with no power steering. Ah,
oh, 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 oh.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, nice
fade. Fire.
That's another one out here in the club.
Doopy. Oh, yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Used to play that a lot.
Good pick.
Nice. Yes.
Kendrick has definitely proven his worth to be able to be a standout on so many tracks.
Fire. I need those emotes. Let me know who I gotta subscribe to.
Yeah. Who I gotta sub to get that do, 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 do.
All right, Doc Plus.
All right. Taking it back to the 90s.
Before you were born.
Well, that's not true. I was born in the
90s.
I was born in 93, but I My head is very much still there in the 90s.
1, 2, keep it on.
Yeah.
Listen to this shit because we keep it till dawn. Listen to the ass track, got it going on. Listen to the ladies, come on and let me spawn. All your eggs, then you go up the river. Listen to the ass track, that freaky nigga. Now I'm at rock and I shock and I tick and I talk and I can't stop with the Bobby Ross. See, I got hot like John Stoss. Hitting fast spots. Pat free the bike and I'll be rocking the whole bar. The M to the C to the A and it's a boss. The rhymes that we cross on the topic of lust. And my mouth is not blood, but fuck it. Let me get down to the rhythm. Yes, I get funky and I shoot on my chism like John Bones, the X-rated nigga. Listen to the shit, cause I am the ill figure. Lyric from the noun and the verb. Let me kick the shit off. No, I'm not the herb.
Well, it's not the herb, but the
what up, Island Vibes?
Get off the move with the funk for you. There it
yeah. I love that lyric. Yes,
I like to mention when it comes to woo!
This is Beastie Boys featuring Q-Tip, man. Get it together.
Don't
so worry. I just wanted to shout out real quick this song that came out on Dope on Plastic that like was the first way I heard this song, actually. Actually, I'll do that in honorable mentions.
The really dope thing about that record to me is the Beastie Boys themselves were so intertwined in vocally and delivery wise. They were basically one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they, you would very rarely have a Beastie Boys record that had one of them with a 16 bar verse, then the chorus, then the next. Every chorus, every verse had so much of them intertwined. And that's why you didn't get a lot of collabs with them. Mm. And Q-Tip came in and fit right into that groove.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you listen to that song, he's the fourth. He's like bouncing in and out.
Yeah, yeah.
Another part of Q-Tip's genius, really.
You could tell that they hung
absolutely.
Out. You could tell that they've been they hung out before all of that. Like they've been picking it. You know, they got
and also just how incredible of a musician Q-Tip is that he could just. Like you put him in a scenario. I mean, think about the different styles of record. I mean, I'm not going to just sit here and go on a tangent of Q-Tip, but I don't think Q-Tip is truly appreciated by how incredible of a hip hop artist he is, producer and lyricist. You know, like
and the
range that he gets.
He's also director at the Kennedy Center, correct? Of the arts.
Right. Yeah, he's the curator. Right. He's one of the curators. If not
one of the curators. Yeah, I think that's shout out to Q-Tip. Exactly, he's the man. We need.
I'm so glad for his Red Bull. What is it? Red Bull Studios. Red Bull Music Academy lecture. It's real long, but it's real worthwhile. It's like 2 hours long. So worthwhile.
Definitely gotta check that out.
That is a lost art, though, man. Like MCs collaborating to where like it just like. They're going back and forth instead of like dropping like 16 bars and then I go to, you know, another, you know.
I'm going to go into my studio and record it and I'll email
and
it
and I'll send it to you. Yeah. You know? Like nobody like collaborates anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. All right. My turn?
Yep.
Okay. Get it. So this song, I guess I'm bringing it more, a little bit more modern for me. This as I used to be a club DJ. I used to DJ inside of nightclubs.
In what? What's that?
What?
I used to. I don't remember. But when
what's
I used
a club?
To, there's usually a moment in the later evening that I would reserve for the bros. All right. So this would be one of those songs I considered for my dudes, you know, and like girls would be like, what's going on? But then you'd see a guy in the corner and he's rapping, man. I mean, that was the 90s rap dance, which what this is, but you know, he's, you know, and then those guys are looking at, they're like, yeah, we're all doing the lyrics. He comes in pretty heavy, pretty hot. This guy gets a lot of flack in the last 10 years, but it's a really good verse, man.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stump, man. When the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Say we're the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King's. Cause we can't get it long. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace of Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls and the clothes. Oh man, you sold your soul. Nah man, mad people was running. Oh man, made something for nothing. Bitch, you're working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312, where cops don't come through and dreams.
And the beat flips
like that a guy go when it's
mercy and love. So the, when the beat flips, it's crazy. Or the piano's cut out.
He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killers in a week and 40 killers in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service. If you hope to someday service, we got green in the eyes. Just follow my egg sermon. Did Moses net mark the water with the cane? Did strippers not make a arc when I made it rain? Did Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame? And ran to Jacob and made the
new Jesus chain?
Jesus' name. Christ say, I'm on fire. Hey, that's a Richard Pryor.
Rest in peace, Richard Pryor.
Violate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body,
finish it.
Party that ball.
Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Yeah. Wow.
Pusha T featuring Kanye West. I don't know who produced that beat. I almost feel like if Kanye produced it, it was like, yo, this song's got to be on your album and I have to be on it, maybe.
I can see it going exactly like that.
Yeah, man, you could feel the energy. You could feel how he wrote that track. He heard it and he was like, I have to be on this.
That's a dope-ass beat.
Yeah. Fire.
Nice. He's your pusher.
That's the Pusha T, by the way.
All right, so this one, my next pick, we couldn't leave out the ladies. We couldn't leave out,
yeah,
to me, one of my favorite female MCs,
Cardi B.
Oh yeah. and especially in the early days where there's just only a very small handful of female MCs. She crushed it on this, ladies first.
Hey,
what up, Jason? We're gonna get to where Moni really gets it in.
Can I get some?
Sure, Moni love, grab the mic and get dumb.
Yo, praise me not for being simply what I am. Born in L-O-N-G-O and sound American, you dig exactly where I'm coming from. You want righteous rhyming, I'ma give you some. To enable you to age yourself and get paid. And the material that has no meaning, I wish to play. Pay me every bit of your attention, like mother, like daughter. I would also like to mention, I wish for you to bring me to the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another. Plus, have a job to do, we doing it, respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E. And I'm first, cause I'm an L-A-Z-I-E.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. Fire.
One time, Moni love.
Man, that's awesome. Well, what year was that? Pardon my ignorance there.
Oh no, it's good, man. That was I want to say that was 91.
Yeah.
I feel like it was 91. But just and that record is such an anthem, and everybody that's tuning in, this playlist show we're doing tonight, that's the top hip hop features. It's not just only about like having the illest verse. To me, for me, the songs I picked also were about the full song. Like it had to be a great song too. Mm-hmm. There's been plenty of really, really incredible.
It's hard to narrow it down.
There's been a lot of incredible 16s on whack songs.
Oh yeah,
straight up. You know, so this is like, to me, the songs that I think a lot of us are picking are songs that also change the trajectory of where the music was, or introduce somebody. Like, you know, when Gio put J-Ru in, that was like the first time we heard J-Ru, and it's like, bow. And to me, that song right there, the anthem of it being Ladies First, and Moni and Queen Latifah, for that matter, they were shredding that record.
Yeah, they did.
They shredded that record, and they just let it be known, like, yo, we can flex with any of y'all.
The Shredder.
Yeah. Before we go to DJ Face's second round pick, I'm going to put up the poll. The poll is up. So everybody in the chat, vote who had the best song pick for this second round out of the 9 at 9 crew. So make sure to vote right now.
Tough.
And go ahead, Face. What's your second pick?
My bad. So there's been some Q-tip. There's been a Q-tip sighting already, but we're going to drop another Q-tip.
verse in here.
This is shout out to Q-Tip.
One of my favorite songs. Me and my homies wore this like cassette out.
What are those?
And let's just get hold on.
Oh.
Tommy Hill was my nigga, and others couldn't figure how me a Hill figure used to move through with vigor. Had to sit and plan on how to make these seven figures. Said the bricks coming through at Fashion Avenue at Tuesday at 2. Now we got a former crew, a mother who ain't going out like sucker told me call Carl Canine
and all the other brothers.
I told my sister Walker, or what the school stalker, negotiate the deal with the mother money stalkers. Diesel drove the Beamer, the hatchback of course. Nautica, a navigate to keep us on course. Pole nose, acting polo, trying to say he the boss. I said, shut the up, the kid is out with the loose sack. Got a big tray, Pam, it's just a shoe bat. Tim is on the roof with the 12-gauge rifle. Scope is on the top, so you know he live at Eiffel. Took the aim of Oswald, caught him off in the face. All them other kids, they had their tools aimed at space. Levi had the stub, so you know they getting laced. Donna Cameron was crying, his man shell was flying. Damn, all we want is a piece of the pot. And Nike scooped the sets, cause he was like, yeah, do the... up in the trunk, now we up out here. Got back to the mansion, the divvy up the paper. Helly Hansen was the brain of the whole entire game, so she thought it was right for her to get the whole slice. Everybody in the crew didn't think it was nice. I guess not, and guess was hot. So guess what? Guess took the jigger and jigged it in the gut.
Woo!
Now the funniest thing about that to me is well, it's super dope, but the crazy thing about it to me is the song is called Drink Away the Pain. Havoc and Prodigy rap about Hennessy in their metaphor and as a woman. And Q-Tip just said, all right, I'm going to rap about clothes.
Yeah, so. he totally did. And he produced the beat, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think he made that. Did.
You're right.
Did he? Wait, so where, can we find the snare, guys? That's the snare from, like, I was going to say, I thought that was a Havoc joint, maybe.
It could be. It could be a Havoc joint.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I can jump on that.
To me, it feels like it's a tip joint. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's tip.
And that's again, like I sometimes get it's baffled like at when you look at like those arbitrary lists of the greatest MC. I never feel like Q-Tip is high enough ranked for
that's
for
true.
his skill. You know, it's like he does it so effortlessly, and if you truly listen. It's like he's painting pictures. He's got crazy delivery, crazy vocab.
Oh man!
But do you think it's because?
I think he does it so easy.
Well, because he's part of a group, but he's also like for you know, I mean, Fife Dawg is the better MC.
Fife Dawg's the better. Ooh, that's tough, man. Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
Like, I don't know about that. I feel like. Oh man!
It was a dynamic between Fife and Tip because Fife would always come in with like a something kind of funny or something would catch you off guard, but it would be the best between the two of them on Tribe Songs. That's what made that work.
Fife is a better battle MC for sure.
Yes,
like the punchlines and but like, oh man, that's that, and that's why they were so great.
Big debate. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that's why they're so great. That's I mean, I love both of them so much.
The whole show.
Well, thank you for the fact check, DJ Wise.
That's also the
person
like being in the credits on that one. Anyways, you know, it's like that's it's sort of like a you're always forced, you know, it's a curse of being in a group that like nobody thinks of you as like,
right,
like a top MC, you know,
right.
At the end of the day, I mean, Q and Fife Dawg, I mean, they blend well together, but. I think
Q-Tip and Fife Dawg, we match
up. Still the
party.
Better MC.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Shell loves songs. Thank you for the follow, y'all.
Appreciate
what up, DJ Wise?
What up, Shell?
Yeah, Wise
what
nailed it.
DJ Wise, thank you.
Hey, by the way, Chris won that second round.
That was a landslide. I saw that coming. I voted for you, Chris.
I gotta apologize, guys. I promise I had a full charge. I guess it's the stream that's draining so much. So in between, I'm gonna be charging so I don't get kicked off of here.
Word. All good, man. Do what you gotta do.
Yes, sir.
We just happy you're here, man.
Lux Brown Girl Travels. What up?
Lux Brown Girl Travels. I like it. I like it. All right, round three. Back on me, right?
Yep. Third pick.
All right, so this one, I'm just going to let y'all know what it is. Royal Flush, Raekwon, Big Boy, and of course, Andre 3 Stacks.
Styles will change. They say change is dangerous.
I love this song.
As a king standing on the terrace, while his partner pointing up at the rifleman. Coward shooter never know when your life will end. Then live like there ain't no motto. And if one come, then this the motto. Now I'll put message in Bato. You go to the nearest beach and open your condo and walk to the place where the sea meets the land. Yeah, it's easier to run the street than walk in the sand. Hey, I'm talking, young man, as if chalk in my hand. I will take y'all little to school. It's cool when the kids call me Sonny. The hood calls me Dax. The bees call me Honey. Hollywood calls me back. Crack and I have a lot in common. We both come up in the 80s and we keep that bass pumping. That's a nigga. Tip comparison, embarrassing. Unfortunate that if you come up fortunate, the street consider you lame. I thought the name of the game was to have a better life. I guess it ain't. What a shame. I don't slang. Never slung, but I'm one with the slum that has a name well fitting. Lemon cheese getting. No wonder why they called it the trap. So watch your tail. And I'm not kidding. The rats and mice would give advice. They say you can paint and draw. Get out of here. Go show them that we're more than slang and raw. That's when I broke into my big Rube impression. And I tried to enlighten. But that night I learned a lesson that the morals that you think you got go out the window. When all the other kids are fresh and they got new Nintendo. Weeds, and your child is down on her knees, praying hard up the yard for a waffle with cheese. Do you be hit the street hard with a flare, or do you A, go to school for heat in an air, dare make an honest living, but make a crooked killing, or do a bit of both until you're holding on a million, brilliant, you got one foot in, one foot out, you put your left foot back in, and then you shake it all about, you do the hokey pokey till you turn your life around, that's what it's all about, 3,000 out.
I love so music with a message, and he squeezed so much stuff in there. Yeah. That narrative always is does. The black struggle put into nice. Like the smallest little nugget and just thrown in your face. Oh my god! Oh,
I love that one, man. Wow!
Oh, wow!
Once again, Raekwon originally titled on the track "Royal Flush." That's Andre 3000's verse. My third round pick.
Great song, Sean.
Yeah. Great song. I'm going to continue that on because on my third pick, I'm going to highlight a verse by the chef himself, Lex Diamonds, Raekwon the Chef.
Hey.
And he's on Outkast, Skewered on the Barbie.
Yeah. He stole this one from me. He stole it. Take us to new school foods. Cats keep it jumping like cake.
That new dance.
Yo, so bro, hacho, been backing up, yo. Price that longevity suggests make moves slow. Take time, bro. Eight react, now blow. Hydro slide, roll like fuck Ronaldo. Fly ride, though. Shit looking wide, though. Then glide, yo. Flipping the page, I go. Watch 5-0. Jump on my meat, ride slow. Watch those undercovers, cop those, rock those, glock those. Leave them back in, collect spot grows. Keep a watch rolls. Lean on the yacht, watch clothes. Let the chop blow back and have a block.
Old school players and new school fools. Asking me jumping like kangaroos.
Raekwon the Chef.
Man.
Sparkle on that one. Very nice.
Can't go wrong, man, putting the
very chef nice.
In any very song. Nice.
All right. I like the chef. Yes.
How the much?
My wife.
My wife. Yeah,
I didn't think they were gonna do like Borat impressions in the show. Oh man,
oh, that's how much I like it.
Ray's always got more in the can, and EJ, he knows what's up.
Yes, sir.
All right, who's next,
Doc?
Well, it's hard to.
What's up, Doc?
Hard to follow these, but this is Pete Rock featuring Inspector Deck. And Corrupt on the decks.
All right, let's bring to the stage. Yeah.
Two masters.
Live from the brick 1-6. Peep wop, bang your head, break the drumsticks. Verbal assault, rhymes ripple through the mix. Specialist with the smash hits, catch and flicks. Savagely attack this, blast with accurate aim. Spark the flame, burn this and pop a vein. Ride tracks like the soul train, hold your brain. In the state of shock, make them drop, it's a cold game. I bang with the big boys, those who hold names. Amateurs get hung with their own gold chain. I swing blades, best friend grenades against a true master.
Way beyond your freshman attempt.
Spin rounds on the floor, evidence of the war. It's on to the death to settle the score. You can never measure to the standard of the most popular demanding rap classic. Pop corks while a sound knocking socks off.
ghetto summer jam, got the street locked off. Plus, I knock you off and stop short. All with my thoughts, move the world with
the unknown thought.
We had the bass pound speakers, shout Adidas. Original rap with new school leaders. Graffiti art niggas, back old chicken, shot the world, cuz
what? I got my pop remains.
I'm the master, you can check my credentials. Master in the empty field.
Scratch hooks. I miss scratch hooks.
All right.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. You just perfectly helped me transition this one.
God.
With the Biggie sample. I'm the master. I'm the master. All right. So I'm bringing out the heavy hitters. I got my first two out the way. Yes. I was kind of toying with you guys earlier. Okay. I was trying to see.
Oh, you're finally bringing in the big guns.
I was trying to see where you guys were really.
What up, Jerome? Big shots, yes, Jerome Baker.
Jerome Baker.
Jerome Baker the third. What's up, homie?
Yeah.
Z Nice. What up?
What up,
Z Nice
in the building.
Nice.
Bill.
And this is crazy. All right. So yeah, I'm bringing out the big guns, bro. All right. So this song, I don't have to say much about it. If you had the album, if you were kind of around then. This song was so hot and it was so smooth because Method Man is always the smoothest. Jet Black Ninja, coming where you rest at, surrender.
That's the best. That's the best.
Button up your lip. From Method, all you get in
is the can of ass whipping.
Hey, I'll be kicking.
You son.
Doing all the yapping.
Acting as if it can't happen.
Got me adding up the touch something.
You want from Shallon?
Allen.
Need to break the bus. So what you want? You won't. You won't. I got a six
shooter and a
horse named Trigger.
94.
Raw.
Kicking down your goddamn door. And he does the course. And he does the course.
All for it, money shaking hips. You don't stop. Keep on.
Woo!
Man.
Yes. We okay.
Boom. That's how you do that.
Me and Chris fought for that one. That was.
I gave that one to Art. For yeah, sure, yeah. Because that one he made a good appeal for it. So I had to get, but that song to me is the complete just the drawing of the circle back to the top at a time where if you look at 92 and 93, it was completely. West Coast rap music was controlling the air. I lived in New York City at that time, and I remember when little kids on the corner were singing Snoop Dogg records, and I was like, this is crazy to me. This is the Mecca and I'm a East Coast B-boy, and I'm hearing the little kids not even listening to music that's should be right on their street. And and it started with the Wu-Tang album, and it went to the OC album and the Nas album and the J. Rue album and the Gangstar album and the Biggie album, all right then. All those albums came back and resurfaced.
Took back the crown.
New York City hip hop. And that record indeed. With Biggie, like those are the two, to me, like at the time, those are probably the two best MCs.
Oh, yeah. And they were
at the moment. Like,
do you Method think at Man, that time?
Think, Method like, Man 90- was like the most. Method Man was definitely the most loved. Maybe not.
He was the star of the Wu.
The star of Wu. And
you had the CD or the vinyl, and you read it said the new and it said featuring Method Man. You were excited to go.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to get back to or home to listen to it.
And they did that song really dope because there's a lot of work, there's a lot of interpolation between the two of them. They were going back and forth and definitely like making it a song together, not just you kick a verse, I kick a verse, and that's
kinda,
it.
Kind of like the Beast Boys,
they really
incredible.
That's when you know that there's like a maximum respect for the other artists, and you're like, let's make a song together.
Do you guys think like that stretch of like from 93 to 96 was probably the best years when it comes to like classic albums or like?
That's when everything was, I think, a full package where like the production level was on maybe it's most elite status with the intellect of what was being sampled and what was going into it with the verses and the time and care taken into creating albums and songs and certainly,
yeah, the craft had definitely gotten perfected at that point.
And there's certainly a lot of albums from that time. The Black Moon album, the Show and AG album.
Oh my God.
Like all in that New York precipice of like.
If you guys had to pick one album. Ooh, during that 3 year
oh,
period.
No. Oh no.
I can't do that.
Oh no.
That's too hard, man. That's like saying if you could pick one of the gospels, you know, like you need all of them to make the story complete, you know?
Ask me again in a week.
DJ Wise says Illmatic.
I mean, and Illmatic was a record, man. It was a record that we were all waiting for, and
good one, Wise.
And it was certainly
that was a perfect record.
It came out in the spring too, and like living in New York City at that time, when you get through a really dark, dreary winter, and there's a lot of snow, and there's a lot of like in New York, it's black snow, you know, and it wouldn't melt, and it would just be piled up. Black dirty snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then that record came out and in the spring and just like just timing and just set it off. And yeah, it's a flawless record. It's one of those very rare
out there, but I truly believe the East Coasters have slight edge because we deal with some shitty ass weather.
Oh yeah, the weather changes a lot.
It hardens you a little bit.
All right, I think I got to finish this round up. I'm not necessarily mailing it in, but it's going to be really hard to beat Art, so I don't even want to waste a record. But this record to me is really dope, and it goes back. It's another one. But we're going to flip, and the reason I'm putting it in this round is because we've already heard some Andre 3000, and we've heard Raekwon, and this one to me was the first record that I can really put my finger on, like on a commercial level, that was a true collaboration that wasn't in the friend zone of like, or our crew, like this, a posse cut or a crew cut. This was like, you know what? We got to get this guy on our record because he's such a big influence on us. And the greatest storyteller of the golden era of hip hop is Slick Rick. And then came along Outkast.
Yeah.
Outkast came along and they were also incredible storytellers to the fact that they put Slick on this record and then it became Slick Rick's next album title, The Art of Storytelling. And we're going to jump to Slick.
Man.
Throwing things, yelling in the mad high pitch. Show, here we go again with this cycle.
Miss,
the neighbors will hear you, you misfit. Can't disagree with this chick, but I'm pissed. Price we paid to hit women. The most pretty chick got this cycle. Stuck up soon as a pop up. And see me with the next, she wanna tear the rubber club. Check up, has a number confirming. I learn more and more, some chicks
just stuck above them.
And you know, I probably get cussed if I backslap, miss. While she busy trying to justify who cheated first.
Wow. Rick, what would I want with this small chain wearing mouth?
I ought to cut her off and let another sue me, but I don't know, ordinary chick don't move me. I mean, I try to fall in love with the bitty, but straight up, just be with the chick out of here. So I thought I know pretty chick shady, here I go, trying to change.
Trying to turn up to a lady.
It's like that now, you better go.
Woo!
Man, is there anything better than Slick Rick's storytelling when he changes voices on you?
Right.
Exactly. Right.
That's exactly why to me that song is so important. Ooh. Of it to show like the original storyteller and then the guys that came along, you know, a decade later and really took his man, like took up where he had left off and with that philosophy. Outkast are some of the greatest storytell rappers of all time by far. Then to put Slick on a record with them, and then the next year Slick Rick makes an album called The Art of Storytelling, and then of course has Outkast join him on a song after that. It was called Street Talking. On that album.
Dope video too.
Another really good record. Yeah, the only single release of that Slick Rick album.
That was the one with the puppets, right?
In
the
video? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was dope.
Stargazer, that's funny you say that because a friend of mine had lost a bet that with his wife that he could pretend to have a British accent if he just talked like that for 6 months. That was one of the funniest runs I've ever seen. Yo, it didn't work. I'm just going to say it didn't work. Slick Rick is the only one.
Before DJ faces a pick, we got the poll up on the chat right now. Who had the best song pick in this round out of the 9 at 9 DJ crew? Go ahead and vote, vote, vote. The poll is up right now.
Yo vote.
All right.
Yo vote.
This record, number 3 on the list. First of all, I love the group. And we all love the person that is featured, but I love this group a lot, and I'm sure a lot of you all do too. But I saw them perform a bunch of times, a whole bunch of times. But there was one show they did in Baltimore during Artscape. It was outside, so it was a big stage. They're doing this song, and they had it like choreographed. So when this part came, everything's just stopped. They all kind of like fell straight to their backs on stage. Like, it was super dramatic and super dope visuals, and they always perform it that way. So whenever I see this group on tour, I always hope that they perform that one song, because I know they don't change it. They know how dope it is. They always do that choreography to it. But the song is Rock Cocaine Flow featuring MF Doom. Rest in peace.
Oh man, yes.
I missed this.
Whoa.
Yo.
Been on in the game as long as you can really swing. Turn the corner, spin it, bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask.
Woo! Well, come on. Not about it.
He got jumped. He pumped his
adrenaline. How many good rap rappers, man?
The right all night long. The hourglass is still slow. Flow from Melbourne to new power like no cold.
Illis beat, too.
Oh. This beat is so hard.
Can we all three just tie?
Who's more cleverer? Who's the war level goose speed with the front collar? Hand charge the feet for loose. Right. Worse for dollar, you heard holler. Draw the dude, we need food. Future team for sure, the streets will seem rude. For fam like the partridges. Pardon him for the mix-up. Battle for your Tommy cartridges. You put your kicks up. It's a stick I put, stick I put, stick I put, stick I put, stick I put.
Shout out to Jake One on the beat.
Shoo.
Man. Ooh. How did I miss that at Artscape, and I never knew I missed it until this moment? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. But, like, yeah. Like, that there are parts in the song where they stop and they fell straight to their back. Like, they didn't fall like old men, like, trying to brace themselves. Like, they just straight did a drop and land on their back.
Wow. Crazy.
Sick. But, yeah, shout out to Doom. Rest in peace, Doom.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Doom.
Rest in peace, Doom.
KMD.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I, you know, and honorable mention, I didn't put it in the group, in the top five, but Gas Face featuring KMD.
Oh,
third bass featuring KMD.
That's
first nice. time we ever heard Doom on a record, but I didn't want to steal the thunder from our special guest.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you so much, man. It's awfully nice of you. You could have done it, man.
Nah. You're not.
Mention from Tribe.
Man, that's another song we forgot.
All these I didn't forget it. And Doomalies going around here. All right.
The Tribe. You know, it's interesting that the Tribe. Yeah, you know, we've had Q-Tip as a few already on here. And don't forget, guys.
Yeah.
The entire playlist from all of us, including the Beat Refinery Global and DJ Face, our special guest, I'll be up on the Discord. So
hit that Discord.
Make sure you grab all these records. Definitely Z Nice. Lots of mention of Tribe.
Discord link is on the chat, so make sure to join that.
Yo. See all the back list and the upcoming playlists you can catch after we're done here.
By the way,
so who won the poll?
We all tied. Like me. Me, Sean, and Art, we all tied together.
I had to vote in the poll, and Z Nice also voted outside of the poll. So,
y'all got to do it in the poll.
You got to participate in the poll.
Conversation in the chat. Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
So it's in the poll. You guys are voting
in the chat.
I wonder if the mobile doesn't have the poll.
No, mobile does.
There we go. I guess people are okay voting in the chat.
Yo, shouts to DJ Faith's Red Rocket. Sorry, I had to say that. But you guys,
that was comedic timing. You cannot write that. That's funny.
Yeah, right there.
Okay,
dog owners, you know, unite. But yeah, we got Red Rocket.
Pause, man.
No, seriously, it's a rocket. KR.
Don't let that man disrespect your speaker.
Big, hey, yo.
I've never seen a red rocket KRK speaker.
Yeah.
Z Nice. Okay. Hey, Z Nice, the link to the Discord is just a few of the posts up from where you just posted that. You'll see that link. And that's where we post a lot of the information on the show.
I'll post it again. It's down below you.
There you go.
All right, we're moving on to round four.
So round four, do I have this queued up right? Yeah, I do. I think that this was on the borderline for if this was on the Mount Rushmore of everybody knows this is one of the best verses, but I was like, you know what? I have to put it because the first thing that came to mind when we came up with this concept for this top five list. So without any further ado, let's take it to the barbecue.
Gotta take my headphones off.
Nasty Nas.
Cycle, my raps are trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tone shit. Verbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12,
I went to
something Jesus.
That's the line.
Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. That's I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source.
Fire.
Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof nigga, I strike hard. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. And hanging niggas like the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics to the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, you'd rather
step to Jehovah.
Slamming MCs on submit. Cause verbally,
I'm iller than an AIDS patient.
I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane. I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped. My raps are toxic, my voice pops lots and excels like a rocket.
That's y'all.
Whoa.
Live at the barbecue, main source featuring Nasty Nas on the feature verse for that round four pick.
What was he like?
That record.
What was he? I was going to say, I think he was like 17.
He was a kid. Oh, man.
16 or 17.
And I was like, iconic.
Grown man rap voice.
God.
Crazy. Not even a grown man. Just he had excellent rapping voice, man.
Yeah,
everything.
Iconic
everything.
Song, I mean, we don't have right to talk there,
about
man.
We already know that, but just like that's the ultimate.
If he would have had,
we got one more round. We got one more round.
Better producers.
Yeah,
that was the one downfall that Nas. Oh man,
Nas picking beats is like Jordan picking players as a GM.
Yeah.
Kwame Brown.
As well.
Oh, man.
Where's the lie?
North beat pickers.
Nas picking out Kwame Brown beats?
Oh, God. We got to keep it moving. We can't put any disrespect on the Nasty Nas name. Just the beats.
Hey, man.
Just the beats.
One of the greatest lyricists of all time. I mean, if he would have stayed with those type of, you know, the beats from Illmatic, where would we be, you know?
Where would we be,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Wow.
All right, my turn. Round number four. I'm going to continue. I keep following Sean here, man. So we're gonna keep it with Nas. So this
we
featured,
did not plan this.
We didn't plan it, but this featured right. Verse from Nas comes from, you know, again the chef, Raekwon the chef, Lex Diamonds.
So shout out to Nas.
So this Nas. One, this song is basically sort of like the beginning of his mafioso, you know, like alter ego, I guess you can say. But you know, this like nasty. Not Nasty Nas, but like Nas Escobar, I guess.
Okay, not Nasty Nas. This is Escobar.
So this is verbal intercourse.
Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds to stand, but
it's cold when I'm deceased. Well, but in the beast, I'm like beast. The way I'm around, guys, the savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun.
Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm raunchy, but things I do is real and never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Booster heads profile on the bus to Rikers Ave. Holding weed inside they pussy with their minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife.
Come on,
come niggas on, come man. Home, some of them go in. Do a bullet, come back. Do that the beat. Same shit again. From the womb to the tomb. Presume the unpredictable. Guns salute life rapidly. That's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust niggas discuss mad Ooh. Money, true lies, and white guys. We can see you through the eye.
We can see as oh my Ooh,
sheesh.
That's a hard one.
Can't go wrong with that verse, man.
Good hole.
Dang.
I mean that was also another combination that's like
it just made so much sense.
Raekwon and Nas. Yeah. I could have seen them. Yeah, I mean I could have seen the three of them do an album. That would have been sick.
Yeah. What would be a super group? If that was a super group, what would you name them? Whatever happened to the Firm? The Firm flopped, guys.
Oh, nobody talks about the Firm, man. I don't even think Dr. Dre talks about the Firm.
I just goes to show you our age for one, but Funk had fire, man. Like that beat still, like that whole song still to this day.
That's a good idea, man. They should have like collaborated more.
Yeah.
In a Ghost Ray and like Nas.
What happened to that? Who knows? Anyways. Wait. All right. So Duff Lust.
All right.
Well, I'm taking it back to Doom.
Zena said Nas was picking the Firm beat.
Stop it!
Yo. Wow.
That's my first.
Oh, damn.
Oh, God.
Go ahead, Doc.
Don't listen to these riffraff.
Bringing it back to Doom, so I want to shout out Doom and rest in peace. He's just amazing.
Doom to the list twice.
Man.
Q-Tip to the list.
Honestly, he's going to come in a third time, too. But this time, right here, this is a Mad Villain featuring Quasimodo. So Doom and Quasimodo. Closer.
Oh.
Mentally still issues, not nowadays. Mad villain get more spins than the power plays. These hymns earn them a tower of praise. With more gems than I will from shower sprays. First dropper to the last. The same way the super got hits for that ass. Put so much heat out on the street. He lock himself up and put the beat on repeat. Stamp, here go a kite to the world. It's more nasty than what you write to so-called girl. Tramp, the spade is a spade. Spit blades like seeds playing with grenades. Say, these black Negroes is crazy. Hey, these whack trees don't even faze me. Part of a new race. Chrome face, 24-7 space, school face, play home face.
Get in, come closer.
To where they're meant to be. Soldiers in the outfield, with or without a deal. Is it all about the steel?
Doom flow is just so.
Who's talking about it?
More ass and toilet paper. Astro Black on attack, you up on the Bozak. No smart, lightweight, ball head like Kojak.
Kinda like a wildcat, out of his habitat. Trying to grab the war mat, close to the combat.
Like Willie the Shake, holding the black cross, the hat toss.
Y'all niggas up on some skinny dip.
Looking out his henny sense with the little pretty chicks.
That and the thing about Quasimodo Madlib, you know, working in and out of
the two voices,
putting the two voices. Guys, remember who the first person? Well, I can't say the first person, but the first record that I remember truly doing the first voices that bugged me out when I found out it was the same person doing both voices.
Oh, I know who it is.
Go ahead, Sean.
Positive K?
Yes, of course.
Wow.
I got a man. Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, man. The historians.
Taking notes.
Exactly. That record
I think spawned everybody to realize like you could do, yeah, you could do all kinds of stuff. Like you can, don't, you can break out of the box and do and create something. And,
Yeah.
Quasimodo.
Dope.
Doom's just so ill because he's just like, his style is so recognizable and so easily appealing to your ears that he can just rhyme about anything. And he does. He can really, it's cold. My gloves need hand warmers. I was standing on the M Street eating
the
chicken.
The whole
stormers.
Project about food. Right. Like the whole thing.
Yeah. He's so ill with it.
Crazy.
All right, as
big shout out to Doom. Rest in peace, man.
All right. This, like I said, I was toying with you guys before. These last three, all banger. Shouts to my boy Arcade. This is a whammy. No, all jammies, no whammies, right? From now. From forward. All jammies, no whammies. And, this is just a super hard street record. Pause. And when it comes to, we've mentioned this artist's name and it's his record. So this is Big L. Go ahead. Featuring Fat Joe. Who are we talking about? Who are we talking about? The Enemy. Hey, yo, enough. Try to set me up, put me in cuffs and crush what I lost into dust. Plus, they want a nigga soul, but they know. Big Joe, we cracked and never ran a cat, daddy, no. For sure. Death before the sun, I left the streets alone since gold deceased and almost healed his mama. So I'ma keep doing what I'm doing, pursuing my dream till there's enough green to start my own union and show these kids how legit it is. It's real, I used to steal, but now I own
several businesses.
With your witnesses, you claim to have, saying that I'm taking half, extorting New York and not paying tax.
Come on.
We'll play the chorus too. Why do I end up in so much shit? I don't care, way too far to be calling me. Wanna lock me up, even though I'm legit. They can't stand to see the double. Now get that flashlight out of my face. Word up, and Jakes will do. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Banger.
The crew called Digging Into Crates.
Man, DITC, bro. And yeah, shouts to, I mean, DITC, Big L, Fat Joe. They were technically a crew.
Everybody should keep an eye out because we're going to be doing top five greatest crew cuts.
Yay.
Top five posse cuts.
We're all getting haircuts.
I'm picking all Wu Tang.
Best one.
All Wu Tang. God, I'm going to fight you for that.
I'm picking all street records, guys.
All right, I'm going to round out round four with this record to me, especially like DJing it in the club. I feel like as many times as I've ever DJed it, I probably got out of this song after this verse. And even though the song actually was Scarface's song, I really feel like it was Jay's.
Talk to me, man. Yeah. It's your boy, young Loki, turn the move.
I mean, not only does he talk for 40, he doesn't even rap for 45 seconds. He just starts just talking about studio stuff.
Now we're working with it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We're working with it?
He's gonna, and then, you know, another 30 seconds later, but...
Still smelling in my clothes. Don't make me have to relapse on these hoes. Take it back down to taxing them roll. When I was hugging it, could do nothing with it. Straight from the oven, came from the dirt. I emerged from it all without a stain
on my shirt.
To blame my old earth for the she instilled in me. Still with me, pain plus work. She made me milk this game for all it's worth. That's right.
That's right.
Can't with me. I'm calling guts every time. Drag my every time. Home okay. We make a great combination. No man, me and the
baseball. Every time we face off.
Face it, y'all playing baseball.
Baseball.
I'm in the drop with the AC on. Swatter, she's embrace me, dog. I'm so cool.
Yes, cool. Exactly.
Man, face that verse got a lot of samples for you in there.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yo, EJ, Lean Back was actually in my list for Remy Ma's verse. But yeah, it ended up getting taken out because there's so many to choose from.
Anyway, that's my five.
Dope.
That rounds out the round four. Scarface featuring Jay-Z and Benny Siegel. Guess who's back?
horn.
And the poll is up. So out of the 99 DJ crew, who had the best song pick for round number four? So no, go ahead, everybody
Sean,
in the chat.
I'm picking for Sean J because Live at the Barbecue is my
job. Yeah, everybody Live at the Barbecue, man.
Everybody in the chat, make sure to vote. This time around, the poll is up in the chat, man. Make sure to vote. Who had the best song pick for this round? Go ahead. Let's get your fourth pick, DJ Face.
See, nice. I did not know that.
This goes back to when rap magazines really meant something and you had to physically go cop one to find out what was going on in the rap world. Yeah. So this major rap magazine posted this as a hip hop quotable, and I figured I had to do it. See if I can catch these words.
And please beware. So and freeze. Oh my goodness. Face kings this one.
I see myself as the black rap messiah. Colossal spreading my gospel through electrical wires. Spit five and speaks so I can reach each and every Tom, Dick, and Jerry. Slipping like petroleum jelly. Too busy in the limelight. Can't rhyme tight. I got divine right to bring dark to light. Something ain't right to be an MC. You got a thug, but a thug, you gotta be an MC.
This shit is bug. I'm love with you. Deal with crew and crew we're only. Big universal like Sony.
Phony pounds and fake hugs is usually avoided. Give my pizza hut, I gotta stay annoyed. Cause that same you trust could be that same cat behind that gap that busts. Right up with the silencer, keeping hush, ashes to dust, then dust to ashes. Nowadays is who pull out the fastest. Imagine this rap without this gap. Or the phony cat in black talking about how much it's max spent. But this year, gangsta, got changes being made. No whack being played or fake max getting paid or Versace MCs with a mouthful of mo. Sounding like a hoe spitting that old fashioned show flow.
Oh, God, I love that line.
And they'll rap through a Maxwell. Ever since Young Crumb was taught to rap well. Going deep, processing
thought
when my eyes closes. Awaken with us with the moments and looks like Moses. Traveling high sands and eastern lands for the answers. Ignorance is spreading through the streets like it was cancer. Too many drinking, not thinking. We're behind that trigger. I 38 escalate the murder rate.
I'm sad, Jason.
Microphone roulette, cause nowadays them seasons getting wet over someone else's fake gangster rap.
Ooh, that is Gangstar featuring Crumb Snatcher. Make them pay. Hip hop quotable in the source.
Classic, and man.
Moment of truth.
Yeah, you can probably hear why. But that was when everybody was like in that rebellion mode against, like, you know, the shiny suit rap. So, you know,
anti jiggy. The jiggy era.
The jiggy era, yeah. That old Versace rap with a mouthful of mo.
With a mouthful of mo.
That was Street Cypher right there. That's dudes that would just throw it down on the corner and just spit you their best 16 or 24 of the moment, you know, and that was certainly like one of those records too. Crumb Snatcher is one of those MCs that it's like maybe didn't get the respect due of making an album, but you don't want to step to him in a cypher because he will smash you.
Exactly. Exactly.
He will end you.
He should be Crumb Smasher. And you're the crumb. He's gonna smash you.
Your crumbs.
Well, Sean's making a Sean Jay's making a comeback now, man.
Yeah.
He won that last round.
Sean Jay.
I'll take it.
Good stuff. Hey,
bro.
All right, final round.
Final round.
Final round.
So I'm gonna say one thing in the beginning, and I'm gonna save the rest of my comments for the end. This verse starts at 2:58 into the song. I'm going to start it at 4:28.
Yeah, because it ends like 5.5 minutes.
Everybody knows this verse. It changed the game. It changed the world. Control.
I don't smoke crack, motherfucker.
I sell it.
I'm dressed in all black. This is not for the fan of Elvis. I'm aiming straight for your pelvis. You can't stomach me. You plan on stumping me. Bitch, I've been jumping for you. Put a gun on me. Bitch, I put one on yours. I'm Sean Connery. James Bond and with none of you niggas climbing 100 mil in front of me. And I'm gonna get it even if you're in the way. And if you're in it, better run for Pete's sake. I heard the barbershops being great debates all the time. About who's the best MC, Kendrick, Jigga, and Nas. Eminem, Andre 3000, the rest of y'all. New niggas, just new niggas. Don't get involved.
And I ain't rocking no more designer shit. White tees, the Nike Cortez, this red Corvette's synonymous. I'm usually homeboys with the same niggas I'm rhyming with. But this is hip hop, and them niggas should know what time it is. And that goes for Jermaine Cole, Big Crit, Wale, Pusha T, Meek Mills, ASAP Rocky, Drake, Big Sean, Jay Electron, Tyler McMillan. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas. Trying to make sure your fans never heard of you niggas. They don't want to hear not one more noun or verb from you niggas. What is competition? I'm trying to raise the bar high. Who trying to jump and get it? You're a better off trying to skydive out the exit window with 5G5s with 5 grand with your granddad as the pilot. He drunk as fuck trying to land with a handful of Arthur Riders and popping
really,
prosthetic
really
leg
really
up
hard.
In the cockpit. So the shit that plops in his head is an option of violence. Someone hurt the steward. It is said that your parachute is a latex condom up to a dread.
That is half the verse. That's half the verse.
It's a 3-minute verse, man.
It's a 3-minute verse. This comes all the way back to, thank you, Face, because you set that one up perfectly. Just same thing that happened at the end of the Jiggy era where people are like, what happened to lyricism? And Chris, you said at the beginning, there's something about Kendrick and other MCs like that that can bring out the motivation for other people to care about lyrics again. That was the moment. That was 2013. Big Sean, Control, Kendrick Lamar's verse was the verse that made everybody say lyrics matter. Let's treat it like it matters. Let's treat the skill of rapping like it matters. And then always remember, if you rap, I don't rap, but if you rap, there's guys like that you've never heard of before. They just hang out in the ciphers. And I know a couple of them. And they will always make you look bad. Just remember that. Oof. This is what hip hop is about. It's a competitive sport. It's a culture. It's a way of life.
Did Kendrick drop that in a BET cipher?
It happened. So it was supposed to be a track on Big Sean's album, and the album was already done. So he just threw it on the internet. And then when everybody heard it, Big Sean was the only one that knew what Kendrick had done. Jay Electronica said Kendrick was the worst verse. Anyway,
would you guys consider Kendrick top five now?
Absolutely.
Ooh. You gonna say something?
Absolutely.
I'll put him in my top five now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now.
Oh yeah, he's in top five now. Not of all time.
Not of all time.
Okay.
No, I'm saying all time now.
Ooh, I don't know about that yet.
All time now.
You gotta give me a couple more. You gotta give me one or two more albums. One or two
more.
Yeah,
you
think so?
He's on his way. He's on his way.
I mean,
he's very much on his way, but I feel like we need a few more in the chamber.
He's got enough body of work. I mean,
he's got a body of work. To Pimp a Butterfly was a masterpiece. Damn was really, really, really well thought out. But you set the bar that high. We got to see if he can maintain that elevation.
I mean, Mad City was like one of the best debut albums.
Yeah, let's not forget.
Yeah, it's true.
But
I think one more album puts him cracks the top five for me. For me personally. He's got to give me one more album. And I'm like, all right.
All right, so my pick.
You got to work for Chris.
That's my round five. There it is.
So, talking about top five, this guy's, and I think everybody, a lot of people say this is their number one in their top five. Basically, guest appearance from the God himself, the 18th letter.
Who are you talking about?
We're going to go back to Gangstar, the Militia featuring Rakim. Militia Remix.
Master, Mr. Musical Massacre, compassion for disaster, paragraph ambassador. Just call me on. Corner the market like the Mike's last name was Corleone. The facade killer, come through your city like Godzilla. Think of the sickest thing you ever seen, Rawzilla. My visions are vicious, suspects suspicious, plans is ambitious. My motives malicious, no interfering. If you ain't down, you got to swearing. These cats ain't caring in the habitat they're wearing. Crack a bearing, format the track that I'm hearing. It's even at I'm going back to racketeering. Yo, you should see me. I got a crew like Mussolini. But cool is moldy. My flow be smooth and easy. Pretend is every sentence. The wireless. You get the picture. Rock chemist. The menace. With malice.
Militia.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nice. 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 Nice.
Man. Rock him. Man. I wish Primo and Rakim made an album together.
Yeah, for sure. For yeah. sure.
That would be like
that was needed.
Yeah, because they got a few of them.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, like there was a couple in his solo album. Rakim's what else is there? I guess if you want to count Classic.
The Classic one, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a Nike ad though, wasn't it?
Something. Yeah, it was for Air Force Ones.
Yeah.
It's like the anniversary for Air Force Ones.
Sick. I mean, just back to that, Kendrick, for 1 second, because you just played it. Rakim, Nas, Biggie, Jay, Tupac. I mean, I don't see Kendrick above those five. And I don't even particularly, I'm not a big fan
of
Tupac.
For me personally, I don't put Tupac up there.
I don't either, but I have to give credit to the fact of
I
what
grew
he
up
did.
With Tupac, and I would not put him in my top five.
How he
for
put
that
the culture.
Reason.
Oh, wow.
How many people right. love impact him. On culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. But ability as a rapper, he can't be in my top five.
He, I feel like there's so many people that would shoot you over that comment.
Come on. I know.
You want to hear my top five? Here, I'll tell you my top five. My top five is Dylan.
I was just about to do that. Oh, my God.
Oh, yo. You can't write that. Geo. You can't write that.
That's the ultimate top five. Dylan.
But why, though? Dylan. Why?
Does he walk all the way to Brooklyn for a cheesecake?
For a cheesecake.
Justin Dave himself, man. Hilarious skit, man.
Hilarious. Oh, man. All right, we got Doc Bluss.
All right. Well, I didn't put these really in a particular order, but I had to put this one in here. This is, we got, again, Madlib and Quasimodo, but this is different because we got something that just takes me to a different place lyrically and the beat and everything. So I just want to let it play.
Today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday. And the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and sum. And the word once. Because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is the preview of tomorrow. But for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view is a thought of a better, a try. Reality, yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday. Today.
The light of the past is the light which was. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light of the future was the light which is to be. The wisdom of the future was the light of the future. See, yesterday belongs to the dead. Tomorrow.
I remember when this came out, listening to it hundreds of times. Product. Over and over.
Which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule. The perfect man of the past is made according to.
This is like Ultra Samurai on my, you know, that's the perfect level type song right there. That's somebody that's like on the precipice of the being the true master of the craft right there. It's not for the normal and for the average listener.
No.
But that's real rap stuff.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's Shogun, right? That's Shogun shit.
I first heard that, and I agree, Chris. That's what I did as well. I first heard that in fifth grade, and I thought I was like tripping.
Yeah,
I was just listening over and over, and I was like, "What is happening? What is happening?" Just going somewhere.
I dig that. Good pick.
All right. Okay. So I guess moving on. This is my last record. I knew ultimately this was going to be my last record. A few things. With what Chris said about when MCs used to hit up other MCs to do a feature, it wasn't a joke. It was like, we, you know, they probably had a reason for a specific record. This is one of those records. I don't know where the interview was on YouTube, but it was on YouTube. It's an interview with Premier, and Premier talks about how this record came together. And long story short, the two, Guru Premier, wrote the song, and they said, all right, we need someone very specific to join us. And they hit him up, and they asked, they told him one thing. He said, what's the song about? And they said, knowledge of self. And he was like, I got it. That's all he needed to hear, and he wrote this verse. I am going to play the intro because you can't deny this intro. And then we're going to jump to the verse.
Woo! Come on, man.
Force is loose somewhere in outer space. The mysteries of creation.
Up in the sky? Up in the sky.
Maybe one of the greatest beats of all time.
But knowledge and peace there. Let's go.
We're riding that wave now, man.
We ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and
turn it up, Art.
On which man has ever embarked.
Yeah, I leave scientists mentally scarred.
Triple extra large.
Like rock stars who smash guitars.
Cars.
Cars from the guards, bust holes in your mirage. Catch a charge, shake them down like the riot squad. Invade your zone, ruin like ancient Rome. I span the universe and return to earth to claim my throne. The maker, owner, plus soul controller. Ayatollah rest in the sky, the clouds my sofa. Stand like colossus, regardless to whom or what.
New mercy comes to my life, to whom to trust.
Move with us. To supply it with the fire, to burn the truth, 150 absolute. Like Moses spoke in Golden Squad, survivor of the oldest tribe who soldiers died. Five families, we shed tears and mourn, but our hands are on the ammo because the battle's still on. We come rumbling through the function, precise laser beam technique to touch something. When we die hard, they build a monument to honor us with humongous effect in the world. We could have
got it.
Above the crowds, above the clouds, with the sound. Infinite skills create miracles. Warrior spiritual, above the clouds raining down,
holding it down.
Yo, shouts to my man Minus Nine. He opened up a CBD shop to help out the community and all this stuff. And his shop is called Above the Clouds. That song is
big respect.
Is Mount Rushmore for me in terms of just like dopest
perfect perfection.
Another underrated MC, man. Red Lioness doesn't get his like enough flowers.
Yo. Squad. Impulse.
Hey, Impulse.
Action record. Yo, Impulse in the building. What's good?
He knows what's good.
That record belongs in the same ilk as like 93 Till Infinity.
Yes.
Troy by Pete Rock and CLC.
Rush Force.
That's it's untouchable.
Like, they're just like songs that transcend everything. They're incredible records. This whole exercise for all of us, I can't wait for all these songs to be in the Discord because I want to throw them in like a Spotify list and just have this selection of songs just like as
on loop.
Run down the, you know, get on the road and just drive to.
Part of my goal was for someone coming into this genre trying to understand what real rap records are in general outside of the verses, like I was trying to pick records that like someone could come in and not be too knowledgeable about hip hop music, but have that understanding that the people that love it are so deeply in love with it for some odd reason. And those are the records like that. Yeah.
Amen to that, man.
Straight up.
No, right, I'm gonna close out my top five with, to me, maybe the most iconic cameo MC ever. He would be on other crew records all the time, and he is always stealing the spotlight on every song. The original of this song was a hit, but then the remix really made it a hit. And Gio will disagree who has the best verse on this song, but I don't think you can get away from the energy and how this MC just laced up this track with just pure like mosh pit, pure punk, like disc DIY, like people will smash out on this record and break bottles and go crazy.
What's the vibe now? time. MOP.
Fire. Yeah. Taco Bell fire sauce right there. Wow.
Hustle Bus is fire. But I honestly thought Remy Ma had the better verse in that whole remix.
If everybody in the chat could have seen the text message conversations that happened over the last like 72 hours leading up to this, man.
We were making it super specific because, like,
we were in the minutia, like, of getting specific for a reason.
Okay, so I picked like Shadowbox, GZA featuring Method Man, and Gino was like, "Nah," even though it's a GZA album, they're like, "Nah, they're same crew.
They're all in the same crew.
It's
that's
the same
the
crew,
thing.
Yeah. So it's not really a feature. It's just like
not really a guest feature."
Yeah, so deep with this, guys. Like, hopefully, you guys can enjoy this.
By the way, guys, we have the poll up for the final round. Who had the best pick out of the 9 at 9 DJ crew in this final fifth round? So make sure to vote. Poll is up. Vote.
I feel like this one can go any direction.
Yeah, there's lots of good songs here.
Definitely, a lot of dope. A lot of heat.
The whole list. Everybody. I mean, none of these songs are. Every one of these songs are incredible. Period.
Yeah.
It was really.
We got one more from Face though.
Yes, sir.
It was really, really hard to do this too. Like to choose a top.
Yeah.
We go through this every week.
I mean, every week.
Welcome to the party, Face.
This is pretty much any top five list, right? But it's hard. But mine, I kind of wanted to do just for this platform and for what you guys are doing. I wanted to do stuff that like there's a lot of things that take me different places, but these selections I had tonight like have special, like they took me different places or they really mean something.
Yeah, that's what
it's
about.
There's a lot of dope other features I could have played for this last selection as well. I had a whole other crate and just chiseled it down to this, but I felt like this was the most appropriate ending for me. Because this artist, you know, worked her tail off day in, day out, day in, day out. I'm talking about sleeping in the studios, writing in her car, you know, to keep grinding and grinding and grinding. And it's the true meaning of, you know, when you work hard and preparation meets opportunity. Although the relationship was already there before this record, this one sent her career from
to the stratosphere.
Yeah, from a skyrocket to like jet fuel times 10 into the stratosphere. And coincidentally, I got yanked along for the ride. So let's do this. Complexion, Kendrick Lamar.
Complexion don't mean a thing. I love this part of the album so much.
Excuse me on my Tupac. Keep your head up, when did you stop? Love and die. Color of your skin, color of your eyes. That's the real blues, baby, like you met James, baby. You blew me away. You think more beauty in blue, green, and gray. I'm a Solomon up north, 12 years a slave, 12 years of age, thinking my shade too dark. I love myself, I no longer need you, but you're forcing my dark side like a young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart, being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters, ain't talking woo-hah. Need a paradox for the paradox, they tutor. Like two tides, AL, you lose two times. If you don't see your beautiful, your complexion, it ain't complex. To put it in context, find the air beneath the kite, that's a context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious, ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it, all your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboo is wanna be. I ain't talking Jay, I
I ain't talking beat.
Fucking days, we got school, watching movie screens, and spike your self-esteem. The new James Bond gonna be black as me. Black as brown, nut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
Woo!
Oof.
Nice. I
mean, whoa.
Bars.
Bars. Yo, this
just that's just the context, bro. Like, it was just in a different.
Yo, shouts. Man. He says he calls her rat, by the way, guys. But yo, I just. If you can ever pass this along, you probably won't, and it's totally fine. But your buddy friend over here, I am such a huge fan of her verse on the Prime shit.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever heard her verse, Rhapsody's verse on the Prime record with Royce the 5'9". Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, she's an incredible lyricist. And
yeah.
I feel like to be able to be on it, regardless of whether Kendrick's in the all top five of all time, he's definitely hands down maybe the greatest MC that's actively making records over the last 5 years for sure.
Definitely. And, under Dylon, of course.
And
after Dylon.
And for her to put that verse down was just, you know, she's incredible.
Yeah, pure, and actually verse actually goes on a lot longer. That's where they
edited it out.
Yeah, oh, that's man. Where they cut it. Yeah.
I want to hear the extended.
Yeah, the extended is yeah.
Who's got those tapes?
Face, like what
got them tapes.
What year did Rhapsody get nominated for a Grammy?
Well, let's see. If you're talking about the first one, that would have been because of this. So that's her technically, but you're talking about her own work or
Yeah.
Her own work was, what is this, 2021?
Because she got nominated for Best Song, like rap song.
Yeah, like two years ago.
And an album, right?
Yeah, it was recently.
Yeah,
it might have been like 2018.
That sounds about right.
I could be wrong, but it's...
Check out our sister on Netflix, too. DJ Face is in that Netflix documentary as well, guys.
If you stare really hard,
I saw you. I was like, I know that guy. I know that guy, babe.
Just rub your eyes, really.
I know him too. I was like, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, that night actually is kind of funny because, you know, obviously Netflix was there. They were shooting, but you know, it was right. At SOB's in New York.
Shout out to Shunjay. What's your thing, right?
Different SOBs, but
different SOBs. Yeah. Show is iconic. It's an iconic venue SOBs in Manhattan. In Manhattan.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, the show was ready to start. I've done some warm up, playing or with DJing or whatever, and this was halfway through the tour, and. So, you know, I was ready to, you know, bring her out like usual. I would play, then I would bring her out or whatever. And thing to bring her up to the stage. But I didn't know. Nobody told me. So I got away with it because nobody told me. I'll keep the person's name out of it. But there was somebody with a much bigger name than me who was supposed to come up on stage and bring her out on stage because we were in New York and this person I saw her standing by this column, and that meant that it was like I was behind. So I was like, okay, so I just did my spiel, and the person standing next to me was like,
yo, you had the mic though. Face. Did we lose Face?
Oh no. Got that froze.
Right in the middle of the story.
Got the froze right in the middle of the story.
Somebody take a screenshot.
I'm back.
By the way, guys, so looking at the poll results. As one and I tied for first.
Ooh. Okay.
11
I'm
points.
I'm okay with that.
And Chris got second, Sean got third, and then Adrian Doc Plus got last. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. I didn't think that
was going to win out.
Should we have a tiebreaker?
I mean, we all got plenty of honorable mentions, but I think we should call it here.
Face is gone. Yeah, like if anybody's got honorable mention, I got one honorable mention. I was really like contemplating whether to play this or like Militia.
What's up with the chatters?
But here's like my honorable mention. It's basically with Biggie. So Jay-Z, Biggie, Brooklyn's Finest.
Jigga, Jigga, Bigga, Nigga, how you figure?
Yeah. Yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat us. Uh-huh. The number one question is, can the feds get us? Uh-huh. I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Take that with you.
Hit your back, split you. Fuck fist fights and lame scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck the tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make your drug related. Most hated,
can't pay it. While y'all punk Billy, I run up and stunt the city. Scared, so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedic breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700s, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Rings two, niggas riding away, call me A.U.
Yeah. But I had to put that as an honorable mention because I was kind of like debating whether to play that or like Militia.
I have to hold you.
And I kind of feel like Jay and Biggie in the last minute.
Boy,
before I decide, I've kind of felt like Biggie and Jay-Z, that was like their song, both of their songs, because like they really collaborate. It's like one of those rare moments where two MCs are actually collaborating in the studio, creating like,
in the studio,
back and
same
forth,
time,
back and forth, back and forth. I mean, it's not like just like somebody throws in a 16 bar. We got Face back.
My bad, out, Face.
You good?
Good? There you go. Here we go.
Not the first time we drop frame.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Definitely not that.
Drop frame. You gotta drop frame. That's all.
But yeah, I was going back. Like I kind of felt like that was a total true collaboration. You can probably just call that a Jay-Z and Biggie song. Not really like a Biggie guest verse on a Jay, you know, Jay song. So,
Face, you were in the middle of your story.
Yo, Face.
She was behind the column.
Yeah. So,
and then a much bigger thing, person.
Yeah, who was with a certain network and podcast. But anyway, I did my announcement thing, and she came out, and I didn't realize until after the show was over that I completely like shaded this dude. And
it's like, coming back.
As soon as she came on stage, he, from what I was told, he went home. Like, he didn't even stay for the show. So, everybody kind of laughed at it afterwards because they, out of all the people they told, they forgot to tell me.
So, the one person that's going up on stage,
right.
Yeah. Wow. Are you blacklisted from whatever that person is probably involved with now?
Quite possibly.
Yeah. Whomever this person is.
I just, it very may well be.
Man, isn't that a regular thing, man? The DJ is always the last to know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And the first one to be blamed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always the DJ's fault. Regardless, it's always your fault. Yep. You could have been in the green room. It's still your fault.
Yeah, you could be DJing. And it's like the biggest
camera loses power,
biggest production of all time. Right. And if anything goes wrong, it's the DJ's fault.
Yep.
The power cuts out. It's fault. The entire building just shuts. It's the DJ's fault.
There's a flood.
DJ sucks.
Damn DJ.
Somebody bumps the table. Damn DJ.
Yo, chill.
Hey, chill.
Stop bumping the table.
Stop bumping the table.
Oh, what are you
doing? I told y'all.
We are silly.
Well, guys, that was fun, man.
Yeah, man.
Anybody else have, like, any honorable mentions? Or?
I'm going to save mine for another episode because we got some more in the chamber.
I got one. But this is not necessarily, like, rap. But this is where I heard
that.
Like,
then that's not counting for
that
this.
Doesn't count for this show. That's not an honorable mention.
That's not. No.
I didn't finish. I woke up with 44 text messages, yo.
I know. That's truly what happened, everybody. We were being very specific. It's true, and it's great. It's and we're doing this for you guys too. We want to create value in specific playlists. I just want to shout out this song because this is the song that has the beat from the Beastie Boys with Q-Tip. And this is actually the first time I heard this song right here. So real quick.
Can we get a track ID on that one?
Yeah. This is to the hip. This is Bootman to the hip, and it was on Dope on Plastic 2.
That's basically a party record. It's an Aviate, a fancier Aviate of the Get It Together.
Yeah, Get It Together was still probably there.
It's more of a
break.
More quality version.
Call it Get It Together Break.
My bad. No, I was gonna say the honorable mention category could go pretty far, but this one I really wanted to put in. I'm gonna play it for a minute because it's late night, and would have definitely been in my top five. And the thing that I love about this record is the artist who is the cameo feature pretty much made the career for these guys by putting himself on their record. He made them a thing.
The episode starts when I walk in the pocket, reach in my pocket. Yo, it's my knock. It follows me into the spot, compelling. Yes, he's herb selling. Up and out of gate, I'm a potential felon. It's the misspelling, like I ain't even telling. Channel 1-2, I'm smashing the law. Channel 3, I make a run to the store. Channel 4,
we need some KRS-One in here.
Yeah, we definitely needed some KRS.
Channel 5, wake up in the morning, metaphors. An adjective, ain't it magic, kid, but I'm kicking. Only flavor bags and sex for the picking. So listen to the ism.
The isms, schisms.
Like Lionel Richie, your whole sound bitchy.
Hey, and shout out to Radio
Rip
Edits.
Off my clothes at Phil Pitts.
Shout out to Radio Edits.
No, I mean, shout out to Radio Edits that actually use, like, sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because my favorite edit is actually that song with the cough.
Yeah. Like creatively censoring.
Primo was the greatest of that.
Man, he's
otherwise, Chris, you were telling us this story of like how like not creative editing can actually intensify what you want to edit out.
Yeah,
because it'll be like silenced out, and then everyone will be like filling it in. You're like, no.
Oh,
you're
not supposed to hear that. Don't drop the volume if you don't want the kids to scream it.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Nobody does that anymore, right? Like, doing like two different versions of a song, like two different versions, like an album version and like a radio version.
Very rare. Very rare.
Nobody does that.
I can think of one off top. I don't think in this genre much anymore, but I think...
Yeah, definitely not anymore.
You'll find that in other genres, but not this one.
But, you know, you'll see, like, pretty much naked people on... You'll see naked people on, network TV at, 9 o'clock nowadays. So times have changed.
Rock and pop records just do acoustic versions. So, you know.
True, yeah. The acoustic version.
It'd be album version, then acoustic version. Two different versions, same song. Easy.
Facts.
Rappers should do that more, like, nowadays. Oh, totally. Almost kind of like, I don't know, man. These guys use, like, they'll perform out live, and they'll use, like, literally old Casio cheesy keyboards and little beat machines, and they'll perform their hit songs with studio quality stuff on these little dinky things, and it's amazing.
Interesting.
I gotta check that.
Yeah, Phoenix, bro. I love Phoenix.
Dude, are you talking about the about
that genre right now?
Teenage Engineering, little like micro samplers.
Oh, the what are those the called? Machine?
Calculator.
The calculator. Yeah. Calculator looking joints. Yeah, yeah, I used to have OP1.
Yeah, the OP1. They,
those things got big.
Yo, this shout out to our main man, DJ Pete, who's out in New York City right now. He
goes shouts to him. Yes.
He goes to the NYU Tisch School, and he's in the music program out there, and he bought an OP1, guys. I don't know if you guys realize this. Pete has been into hardware. He bought an MPC. Nice. Him and his buddy drove 2 hours to upstate New York to find a SCSI drive. I was like, yo, you are like my little hero right now.
Yo,
bro.
He's like 19 now, right?
We found a SCSI drive on eBay in upstate New York, and we drove 2 hours to go buy it. Weird ass dude.
Scary, man. So scary.
I was like, you're
this awesome. Is one of the things I love about being a teacher, getting to watch somebody that's that passionate about learning about the culture of production and DJing and like going all in like that.
Ethan, he was like nine when he started with us.
DJ started really young. Man. He went full on and he's at NYU now. He's in the music program at NYU.
I mean, he's like a kid to a lot of us.
Dude, that's amazing.
Shout out came in at the halfway point.
Good teacher, man.
And shouts to Sheila and David. Love you guys.
Gio, take us home, brother.
Yeah, man, fellas. This was fun, man. Once again, thank you to our special guest, DJ FaZe.
Hey, man.
Where's the applause?
Yes, yo, DJ FaZe.
Thanks for having me. You want
to plug, man?
Come on. As one, our son.
As one, I said applause.
Once again, we have Hall Pass Fridays on Friday, our Beat Refinery raid train that happens from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. East Coast time. This week we have, who do we have, Chris, for Friday?
Rise, DJ Rise.
We got DJ Rise. Rise.
We got DJ Rise this Friday. And then, of course, next Monday, we have the second episode of the 9 at 9 for Season 3. And that's basically one of our first all city editions. So we're going to be focusing on Pittsburgh. So we're going to have Pittsburgh DJs,
the history of the scene,
DJ Bonix, DJ Nugget, Digital Dave, Selecta, 720, and DJ Strobe, man, repping Pittsburgh, man.
This is like tuning in and having a conversation with the Pittsburgh music scene.
Exactly. Like, we're gonna learn about really the history. Cool. History of like Pittsburgh DJs, music scene, club scene, everything. And that's gonna happen next Monday, 9 p.m. East Coast time. Again, that's the traditional 9 at 9 show. And that podcast is gonna be, of course, available the following Thursday on Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. Wherever you consume and listen to all things podcasts. So
we got the one up.
Once again, that was fun. Come back here again Monday. Come back here Friday. Who are we gonna raid?
One more time, FaZe.
Let's show some love to Audio One.
We gotta go Audio One for Boom Bap Mondays with all this boom
bap. And big shout out to everybody in the chat for tuning in, you know, for the past couple hours, man. We all really appreciate you guys tuning in every Monday night, man.
By the way, I just want to do one more shout out to DJ FaZe, guys, because if you're in the area and you can tune into radio, dial 102.3 Magic, because you'll hear FaZe rocking with a few like mix shows that are still on the radio. So thanks.
Yes.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, FaZe.
Thank you, y'all.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you guys this Friday and also next week. So we're gonna raid. Make sure to stay on the chat. Let's pay it forward. Support DJ Audi One. We're gonna raid his channel right now. Whoa. Peace out, y'all.
Peace. Age Aquarius, Impulse, Lux Brown, and Girl Travels. Appreciate y'all.